There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
Part two. We're ready here, and I'm ready to hear about, I think we teased it on the last one, but Jay Lindley, you're gone next week. Memorial Day weekend. And
your birthday too, right?
Oh, no. In the middle of, he was swallowing some hot peppers on a pizza, and now he's turned red.
All right, better, sorry.
Steam going from his ears.
Cold drink.
Yeah, but we're recording two today because Jay Lindley's gone next week, and it's at the point where if one person can't do the podcast, we ain't doing it.
Yeah, right. It kind of works best that way.
First of all, we ain't getting paid anymore. And secondly,
did we ever get paid?
I don't know if we ever got paid, but it's to the point where unless
back pay or something.
Yeah. Unless it's absolutely perfect, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first off, I was wrong about where I'm going.
Oh.
Yeah. That, all the things I said to y'all last time about where
I'm
going.
You said you're going to the Bahamas. You're going to the Caribbean?
Yeah. Bahamas is next cruise in November.
Next cruise. I still got to get on my first, dude. I'm going to feel like shit if we ever go on a family cruise. Patrick's going to be all gold level. I'm going to be sitting here with, you know, on crack.
With the red one?
With crack and bronze.
Blue.
I'm gonna be
the first
blue
one. That's right. I forgot about that.
I'm going to be in the blue deck. Yeah. Just going to get treated like shit. I'm going to be in the bottom with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, this is your
DiCaprio
first one, huh?
Yeah. Huh. Humping coal.
I remember back in 2013, we took some very good friends of ours at the time. They got married on Saturday night. We left to go to New Orleans to get on a cruise ship. That was like our gift to them is we paid for their way on the cruise ship. And they're divorced now. Whatever. It was a good time. But I still remember cracking up so it was my wife and I and then my buddy and his wife. And the four of us got on an elevator and there was like two kids. There was a girl who was like eight and her little brother is maybe like three or four or something. And my buddy who's a father, you know, he's single father. His the mama was out of the picture a long time ago. And so he's very protective of kids, you know. And he sees him, he's like, "Where's y'all parents at? Are y'all okay?" And she just looks at him and she looks at his badge, because you know everybody wears their badge around their neck on the little lanyard, because that's how you pay for things and stuff, you know. And she looks at it and she's like, "This is your first cruise, isn't it?" And he was irate from some little kid.
Some diamond member.
Yeah,
diamond
kid.
Oh, dude, they had the silver. They had the silver. They're beyond gold. Or not silver, like platinum. They've been on cruise ships since before they were born.
They were conceived on one.
Yeah, exactly. And he was just like I could see him like biting his lip. And we get off the elevator and he's like, "You know, I have never wanted to dangle a kid over the side of a balcony before so much in my life." He was like, I was really thinking about it. I was thinking about taking both of them kids and dangling them over the side and being like, "Where's your parents now?" And the funniest thing about it is that he was like 100% legitimate. He was "That's why you don't leave your kids on a cruise ship in an elevator all by themselves, is because some crazy guy might
some
grab
blue
them up."
Member.
He was like, he was like, "I would have legitimately taught their parents a lesson that you don't just let your kids roam around."
But and I feel like,
but that's how things
but
were.
But I feel like,
man,
if a blue member even addresses or talks to without
child,
any unchaperoned,
"Avert your eyes, sir."
Yeah. Like you're going to get flogged in the square.
Yeah. You know? "How dare you talk to your betters?"
Yeah, this tiered system. I don't like it, dude.
"Go back up to the 13th floor, kids."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in America when you're on a cruise ship?
No.
Oh.
None. No. I actually only
law?
Like what? How? There's only so many miles, or not even a mile out of the Gulf, or whatever. Once you get out into the Gulf, it's actually maritime.
Yeah,
law.
I think as
so
soon
wait,
as you step on the ship, because they're all registered. A ship is like is
true, but when you're in port, you're still under that state's
law. So like, what's maritime law? Can't you just go off murdering again?
No,
like,
I don't
just
think
go
so.
Off getting,
pirating
getting
and stuff. That's still.
I think
the
on
law.
The ship, you're still under like that country's,
which is France or something.
Which is who?
Yeah, yeah. It's not
France owns all of them. Like,
now I don't want to go on a ship.
Like the
if I'm not on America, on the seas, the freedom of the seas.
The freedom of the seas made in China.
I've been on that cruise ship.
Yeah. Freedom of the seas.
That's a good one. But yeah, it's like you're required to fly a flag, right? It has to be the flag of the ship. That does not mean where the ship was built or where it's registered out of or anything. It's just like where it just says.
Well, and I think the headquarters is like out of Florida.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, and it's maybe a Switzerland. It is a country that I don't know if it's the actual country, but it's a business out of another country.
That'd be funny if it was Switzerland because it's landlocked.
Yeah, it's somewhere that is weird that they own a bunch of ships.
Right. Wherever the tax, like the best tax haven,
probably
is where they
probably
register it out of.
But
technically on Nebraska soil right now, boy.
That's why, like, you gotta be careful. Been hearing all these crazy stories. Another couple arrested here recently. I don't know when. I just saw the headline. Going to the Turks and Caicos for vacation, and they check their luggage, and they've got just a couple rounds of ammo or something in it, and they're looking at a 10-year, 12-year prison sentence?
Yeah, they let the woman go, and then the man.
Yeah, that was one from Oklahoma City.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, that was, and not even. That was like one of the, that was like the fourth or fifth.
Oh,
like
dang.
The fifth one just happened, this of just like this year.
Wow.
And
what you got shells in your luggage for?
Well, I mean, it's like me, dude. Like when I go traveling, I use my bug out bag, and I empty it out if I'm going to go travel or someplace where I don't need my bug out crap. It's just a nice bag. It's a nice bag, and who knows? There might be just a stray round. Because my bug out bag's got guns and ammo in it, and then there might be a stray one that's just left in there, and I'm looking at a 12.
Well, you ain't doing
sentence.
It right then. Your bug out bag need to be your bug out bag, not your nicest bag.
I know.
It's like my bug out bag is my Armani suitcase. You know,
it's
like,
my Gucci.
Yeah, my Gucci.
shoe bag.
My suitcase, my carry on.
It's my Fendi sling bag. Yeah. Just throw it on and go.
That's right. Go get you a Champion from Walmart. Go get you a Champion backpack.
Get you a Columbia.
But I'm trying to minimize. All right.
Okay.
I dump that shit out on my bed. And then I put my clothes in it.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So all the good shit to steal is on his bed.
It's just sitting on the bed. It's a pile on the bed. Yeah.
You know, I needed to take out these rations anyway. The 3 years expired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's great. Like the one from Oklahoma, it was not until they're on their way back. They were getting on their plane. Their vacation was done. Like, all right, well, just going to check your luggage real quick. Yeah, sure, no problem. They check it, and it's like, oh, there's a 22 shell.
Because they actually believe he was there to sniper somebody, and that was the one shell he had left.
He was just going to 3D print the gun while he was down there or something, but the ammo, he needed to bring the ammo.
Yeah. A 380
It used to just be, like, the Turks has been notorious for this for a while. It was just a money-making thing, you know? Like, you get a fine, you pay it or whatever, and you get to go.
Right.
But now, like, some liberal woke, Biden appointed judge in the British owned Turks and Caicos Islands.
Biden judge.
Yeah, it gets appointed down there and is now it's like a 12 year like mandatory sentence.
Oh. I don't know if it's as much American politics as if it's as much punishing America.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was being
and you go from you go from a Caribbean cruise boat to a Turkish prison.
I know, right? Right?
But that's why brig.
You got to be careful in other countries.
Yeah, you got to have your shit wired tight. This ain't America.
I'll take my chance in the gulag.
A lot of weirdos from America going to Bangkok for whatever they're going for.
Two reasons.
Yeah.
Bang.
Bangkok. One, One, you're a businessman who sells fake rubber vomit.
Yes.
Like, they make that over there. Who likes banging children, or do you just like banging children?
Yeah.
That's it.
Or ladyboys. Or ladyboy children.
Yeah, we're also underage.
Yeah, so you got that and the Philippines both like it's like you get caught with drugs on you, it's life or like in the Philippines under Duterte it was death on the spot.
But the sex trade is pretty open, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Not for children.
Like pretty open, adult sex trade.
The red light district of Bangkok's famous. I mean, it's world famous. You know, it's like Amsterdam. I've been to Amsterdam's red light district, and then Thailand's are supposed to be the two of the best in the world. You know, and then St. Pauli.
You want number one, fucky?
I see you, no too buku.
Prime Alabama black snake.
is not too goddamn buku. And then, like, so, yeah, I like how they...
Alabama, Arkansas, runt, right? Yeah, runt
yeah.
snake.
Yeah, runt snake.
It's hog nose.
Yeah. And then, like, I like it. It's like, yeah, you can do what you want, but Philippines, they catch you with a little... They just immediately, like, shoink, like, yeah, just
right,
kill
yeah,
you.
Right there.
Yeah, 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 like, yeah. right in the airport.
No clean. Judge, jury, yeah. or yeah. none of that.
And you'll yeah. be there a week later. Just yeah, laying there. Yeah.
Like, I don't yeah, think I want to travel to
where's
those
the
places,
janitor?
Really.
I no. don't either. No. You That's know, why, like, don't you want to go to other countries? No. Like, nah.
Not yeah. the ones that'll I'll, cut your shit.
Yeah. I'll yeah. check out America.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, we got 50, it all.
I'll go to Texas. Yeah. They'll cut your shit there, too.
Yeah. America is 50 of the best countries. The top. Yeah. We're the 1 through 50, and then it's Canada.
The second best country in the world is literally 51st best country. Yeah, yeah. And I had this argument with a guy, with a buddy of mine the other day. He's like, well, what about Nebraska? I would rather, like, Nebraska's way above yeah, any too. Other place in the I'd world. Rather,
yeah.
All right. Yeah.
You go see the pair, like, Eiffel Tower and eat snails.
I don't know. California is pretty low nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, but
it's
still
beautiful.
It's,
oh, we go
but,
to San Diego.
The politics, you know, and the prices.
Yeah. But when it comes to geography, let's say, yeah, like, when people go on vacation, they're usually looking, do I want to go to the mountains or do I want to go to the beach? Well, you go to California and you can do both of those in 20
right.
minutes. All right.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Or an yeah. hour's drive and you can get the peak of the mountains and the
yeah.
beautiful beaches.
Be in the
yeah.
water. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. 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 So, we got it all in America. We are so blessed.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So blessed.
Yeah, we are.
We were
so,
just
God
talking
bless
about this.
America.
Oklahoma City, we'll use that example because it is the crossroads of America. It's got I-40 mm-hmm. and I-35. But Oklahoma City is kind of like the... It's in southeast Oklahoma, which is basically southwest Arkansas in the geographic area. It's like a rainforest. It's basically yeah. rainforest. In the panhandle, there's sand dunes. And yeah. you know, there's actually a state park that is you can ride sand buggies in sand dunes. Mm-hmm. So it's they call it Little Sahara even.
Yeah.
But so it's kind of
wild geographically.
Geographically
you
can
me
go anywhere.
Like a map, like it was just
it's a 3D printing.
Oklahoma. Yeah, 3D printing. It was crazy, dude. How the topographic changes.
And I've seen I recently at the state capitol saw another topographical map of the water. And it's completely opposite of that.
Really?
So from the panhandle, you have almost no water. It's all underground. They're using the aquifers, you know, the Ologa.
Oh, yeah. Fracking and stuff.
Yeah. But over here, it's mostly, you know, topical water. It's mostly runoff and things of that nature. So it's kind of interesting to see the levels in which the state, the highest levels have no water. It's all the water stays. In other words, the water yeah. stays in the same place.
Wow! I mean,
it's underground where it's real high, and it's on top of ground where it's real low.
Yeah, it's kind still of, at the yeah. same. That's cool. I'd love to see that. Though. But it's like to think that you can go from Bangor, Maine, to San Diego, and never show a piece of ID.
Yeah.
Or go that's through true. A checkpoint with a bunch of child soldiers yeah. holding AK-47s.
And that's
yeah.
only in the past 30 years. I don't know. When I traveled as a 16-year-old, we stopped at checkpoints into California. They weren't for ID as much as for fruit.
Oh,
and we used yeah. to have multiple checkpoints that you had to go through certain states, and they were probably fruit creating state, you know, like
yeah,
oranges.
Okay.
They were looking for bananas and oranges and things.
But
like
you go over to the EU,
right?
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly.
You go over to the EU, they're like, oh, we're going to need some. And also, if you want to go from Germany into France, you also need to take this many refugees in the back of your vehicle.
Yeah.
All this fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, parts of even, Texas, you could do the same.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. And at least you make a little cash.
I got to travel some across the EU. You can go from country to country without yeah. showing your license, but or ID. But you have to have ID. In America, yeah. it is still federally. You do not like you can't. You can't
arrest me for not having ID.
Exactly.
You can't driving without a like you can get arrested for driving without a driver's
true.
License because you don't have a driver's license.
Correct.
But if you have a driver's license, you can leave that shit at home. And drive across the country and be
yeah.
like, oh, I have one. I just don't have one.
Look it up.
You are yeah. not required to have an ID in the United States.
You're not required if you're just walking down the street and a cop pulls up and just starts you. You don't have to identify yourself. That's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, honestly, I think, you know, like I wouldn't.
Like you'll be going to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, but you'll be let out.
You're going to be all good, you know?
Yeah,
you might, it might even be
you're going to have a rough time.
Because you're one of those sovereign citizens.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, just what a, just what a, just a scum of our country.
Yeah, I understand.
Some
man.
Of them. Not Some all of them.
Now, I watched the body cam footage, terrible, of this chick who was taking pictures of a courthouse for some documentary. She was like filming a courthouse for like news footage or something she was doing, some things she was putting together. And they come out and, you know, they like kind of detain her, bring her inside, and the whole time she's just like, I am not going to say anything, you know, plead the fifth or whatever. And you know, she said something like, the cop grabbed the camera and he starts like trying to, he's like, what's, how do I get into this? And she's like, Fourth Amendment, illegal search and seizure. And he like looks and he's like, why do we always get the crazy ones? Why do we always get the crazy? Oh, you mean like the person
the
who's just citing the Fourth Amendment,
that know their rights?
The Constitution that you've sworn to uphold? Fuck, those crazy
one
ones?
Those.
Yeah, the one that knows that you're just having a bad day and trying to pick on her for whatever for whatever reason.
For shooting video outside of it.
Yeah, which is a public, I mean,
even
like
if you
you're able
go
to.
Inside.
Yeah. And that cop fucked up royally because he deleted the video.
There's a big one where it's a guy
he just deleted off the camera. So stupid, dude.
No.
There's one. It's a particularly annoying one of these sovereign. Like I didn't agree with this guy, but it was one of those rights. Yeah, you can take pictures of public buildings all day long, but you might have someone might eventually be like, "What are you doing?" And he was taking pictures. I forget where it was, Georgia, Alabama, or something. He was taking pictures of state police headquarters. He was just out there taking pictures. And cop comes out, and he's just like, what are you doing? You know. And I think maybe he was even like, I don't know if you can just be taking pictures. But he's like, oh, yeah, it's a public building. I can take pictures. And the guy's like, look, man, I just need to see some ID. Let me just make sure you ain't, you know, got a warrant for your arrest. And you're like, I mean, you're taking pictures of a state police headquarters. I would say 9 times out of 10, it's because you're if you're not a journalist, if you're just like a private citizen, it's because you're planning on attacking it. It would be my thought.
Either that or you're just provoking. You're provoking
you're,
to get this.
Yeah, sorry.
But
or
at the
provoking.
Same time, that person is not legally obliged to give their ID. I mean, the copy and like, give me your ID just so
but
I
that's
know.
What, you're
like,
just
you don't have
you're
to.
Provoking. You're
of
just
course
stirring
you are.
Up a hornet's nest to get stung by it. And,
right.
And it could have, you know, and eventually, yeah, the like commander comes in, a sergeant or whatever comes in, and he's like, just let the guy go. Like,
yeah, you just he dressed down. I remember he dressed down that officer.
He did.
It's like, what are you doing? You can't do that. They're allowed to do whatever they want. It's publicly owned property.
Yeah. And it was kind of like embarrassing it was a young officer who was just like, man, he's like, I just see this guy standing out here just taking photos of this building. You know, there's a lot of anti-police stuff going on. A little concerned, if not just for me, for my fellow troopers.
But I'm 50-50 on all that. Like, I understand. I'm not the type of person to take a camera down to the courthouse just to, and it is just
absolutely.
To poke a bear.
Yeah.
Like to poke a bear
here,
in a
guys.
Cage.
Yeah.
Like if an officer came up to me and be like, man, you know, like I understand. Can I just see some ID? I know I'm not illegally obliged to, and I know I can make a big fuss and probably get out of there just fine. But yeah, I'm going to show my ID. Like, you know, it's 100%. Like, isn't that a big fucking deal? All right. Exactly. And by the way, cops will win if they want to.
100% of the time.
They will. I know it's not right. And I know afterwards.
Court. It may take court for
it
them
may
to
take
be
that.
Wrong.
Yeah, yeah. But
in
they
the moment,
will, yeah.
They can win every time.
Like, it doesn't
police.
Matter if they're constitutionally allowed to press your neck into the ground out of your vehicle, like rip you out of the vehicle and put you. But they will do it in that moment. And I'd rather not have, you know, my head smashed into the ground. I'd rather not.
We've been playing some great ads since you were with us, Jay, or we were with you, I guess is a better way to put it. But, that it's like, I don't know if it's paid for by state police or whatever. And it's just like, all right, look, if you get pulled over and you feel like that your constitutional rights are being abused, or it was that you're in the right and that the law enforcement officer is in the wrong, please do not argue with the officer. Do not threaten with the argument. Do not strike the officer. Mm-hmm. That is not the time or place to fight the battle. Just comply with the officer, please.
Oh, yeah.
And the criminal justice system, you'll be justified in the very end. What a great – it is literally a guy's just like, please don't fight our officers. We're really tired of shooting people because they're fighting us in these situations. Like, the battle is going to be after you get out of jail.
And the more you – or let me rephrase that. The less you do in that situation, you just comply, and the more outrageous the officer is, the more you're going to get in the end.
You're going to get a nice little settlement.
Okay?
Yeah,
so if the officer is truly wrong, if you then start acting like a douche, then they're gonna they'll feel like they're more reasonably treating you like a douche.
Exactly. And but, that's the thing, like some people will say, like, oh man, you're just laying down and taking it. It's like, well, I mean, like, dude, what am I going to do? I don't have a gun in my vehicle. I don't, like, I don't have, like, any way to, dude, it, like, they'll do what they want to do to you. So I'm just, dude, I don't care. I'm going to let it happen. And I don't give a shit if Ben Franklin calls me a pussy, you know, like, you know, this whole thing. If you give up some securities or whatever, the freedoms for securities, fuck you, dude. You didn't,
there's
you don't listen to
now. There's
a
time and place for things.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's one guy I knew who was very much in the right, and he got killed for, he got crucified for being, for having authorities figure that figure that he was in the wrong, and nobody's getting crucified nowadays. That guy was Jesus, you know, like he died for his for and being like, just do what you're gonna do to me, all right? And because he knew he was gonna be right at the very end.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Jesus was the shit.
I didn't mean to tone
shift
there.
I'm not
going to
lie, dude. Yeah,
yeah, he was. But I mean, what would Jesus, WWJD a little bit, okay? All right, just know.
Shout at a cop and record him with his iPhone.
Exactly. Like, again, you're not, this is America. You're not about to get crucified, okay? So you can just show a little patience and forbearance in this whole process and a little magnanimity even, you know, that knowing you're in the right and give the wrong person the benefit of the doubt and whatever. But yeah, you know, and to think like, hey, you know, yeah, I see you out here. You're taking photos of our state police headquarters. You know, I mean, yesterday I pulled a guy over for speeding and he fired a gun at me, you know, so I'm a little on edge right now, you know, buddy. Yeah. Like, not that he's that was not the case in this,
but he sees that every day. Yeah,
is he, you know, so you're up there just I
they're both assholes.
They're both assholes.
One asshole has a gun, one doesn't, and you might as well just,
well, one guy, one asshole has a gun and a badge, so
so as I've heard him put, he is in a legal gang.
Yeah, there you go. And those sovereign citizens who like deck themselves out like they're like they're an ISIS member or something. They got guns all over them and stuff, and they're just walking down the street. You know, when a cop pulls over, and he's like, "Well, what about the Second Amendment? What about is it illegal for me to carry my?" No, sir, it's not. But I'm
that's
just,
a different breed of that,
but
dude.
Hey, dude, we see a guy that's armed to the teeth just walking on the side of the road. You know, we might just stop to him and say, "What a brave!" It takes a brave officer who's got a 9mm on his hip to talk to a guy. He's got a freaking just
a bazooka.
Armed to the teeth. Yeah,
and because if nobody stops and asks him what he's doing, then when he gets to the school and shoots it up, everybody's going, well, he obviously looked like a guy that needed some help.
And how many folks on the that are driving by calling 911 being like, that is some guy on the side of the road is
he's legally allowed to do that.
They're gonna talk to you like, you know, whatever it is. Let's get off. I want to get off quickly. We've been hitting a lot on that
cruise
recently.
Ships.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we were talking about how you should be able to have shells in your bag.
Yeah.
When you go to the Turks.
So I was wrong. It's not the Bahamas this time. It's Belize.
Nice.
So I got that mixed up. And then it's not.
Roatan?
Yeah, it's not. No, it's Belize and then Honduras and like Cozumel or Cancun. Or I've been on this one. Yeah.
You going to the Golden Triangle?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, you know. Any like Gucci bags you need, I'm stopping in.
Yeah. Well, just don't go for the cheapest option when it comes to like taxi rides and stuff like
Oh, no. Yeah. You set that up with the cruise.
Yeah, you do the official sanctioned. Yeah. Like these people have been vetted. Honduras, dude, what a hellhole, man. Like,
actually, the I've been there
but
already.
The resort. Is.
Yeah, I was gonna say, island is great. Don't ever go in town. No.
I saw that Jamaica. We've been to Jamaica three times on cruises, and they have this sanctioned strip where it's like cool. Like this was in Montego Bay, and this sanctioned strip, but you start looking down the alleys, man. Oh, dude, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's
scary. Yeah, but what you doing in Trenchtown?
Yeah.
It's a jerk chicken.
Yeah, I remember
hoping to buy some little crafts.
Yeah. The first time I was there, my wife and I, we were walking through, and they got like taxi cab drivers all day standing by the side of the road, you know, and they got their taxi parked over there. And I go up to one, and I was just like, looking to purchase just a little bit of the local produce, like the national flower, you know, like the
tops
national
of
flower.
Carrots.
Yeah, and he was like, okay, yeah, just follow me this way. And my wife's just like, what are you doing? Like he's gonna drive us somewhere. I was like, nah, he's not gonna drive us nowhere. Like like he's got it. He's got it on him. I guarantee it.
Yeah, this is
business. I read up about it. You know, taxi drivers, one of the safest bets to go to. And I see him. He starts going to the left side of the vehicle, and I'm like, all right, babe. He's getting in a driver's seat. Like we're not. If he gets in the driver's seat, we're not getting inside the vehicle. And we're getting closer and closer, and then it sparks. Oh, this is Jamaica. It's a former British colony. All the vehicles are right-hand drive. So he even knew, like, he got into to the side of the vehicle that the steering wheel was not
in.
So he was, I mean, we're both, like, we didn't even have to think. Like, our brains were working
turnips,
the same direction.
Shut on out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Finest Jamaican turnips I've ever had.
Nice.
And I had so much, I was able to bring the turnips back on the boat and share them with people.
So how do you do that? So they check you on the way back into the boat?
Not with drug dogs.
Do what?
Not with drug dogs, just metal detectors.
Do get back on the boat, and they have, like, you got to go through, like, a little customs thing. Well, there's the one on the boat.
Well,
and
was there, out of Jamaica, there was a local drug dog. Yeah.
There was no drug dogs. Oh, okay. It was just this little Jamaican woman that she was about as tall as she was wide, a little bowling ball shaped.
Oh, you don't fuck with a Jamaican woman, though.
And like, no, and I knew that. And we were, like, the last ones on the boat. I don't know if that was good or bad, if that helped the situation, or if it was even easier before when crowds are getting on. They're not checking everybody. But my pockets are just absolutely full.
Lined with turnips.
Just lined. I mean, and she looks and she was like, Sarah, what's in, like Miss Cleo, what's in your pockets?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to show you. And she was like, sir, what's in your pockets? And I was like, I reached in. It was all seashells that we had collected on the beach. And she was like, you stupid. She laughed. She was like, get on the boat.
That's funny. That reminds me of
because I had that stuff in my ass. All right, getting on the boat.
Did you really?
And my ass cracked.
Clenched, bro.
Yeah, clenched, walking like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like you got a sunburn that day,
dude. I want to go so bad. I want to buy turnips and sneak them onto the boat, my asshole.
Yeah. And well, they don't like bringing fruits and produce on the boats. And
right. Yeah, well, then they should offer their own.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they should do.
Yeah.
Cruise line
True
turnips.
That.
Yeah. Like, why not? It's maritime law, dude. Exactly. What are you going to sell me crack?
But
anything.
It's the boat's registered out of Ghana where they chop your head off.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
We saw somebody on one of the cruises we went on. We saw,
What have you done?
What have you done?
Oh, he lost his, would you lose your headphones or what?
No, I thought I'd knocked something, a beer over.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Koozie.
Yeah.
Empty.
Have we got a celebratory drink? I'm sorry, Patrick. I just totally cut you off.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah. Have you got any, like, you know, little...
I thought we could pull something out.
Is there anything?
Yeah. The spear point, I think, was...
I think we finished that.
Listeners out there, you know what? Why aren't y'all sending us alcohol? We haven't given them an address.
We haven't given them a gizmo yet. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Yeah.
Hey, Chance.
Yeah, he got a...
Chance got his, like, pendant.
A stolen pendant.
Yeah. A medallion or something. That was his.
It was like a Norse, you know, thing or whatever.
Shout out to the original listeners. Like
to the OGs. Oh, my God.
We met. Oh, we should talk about her.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we met one of our, like a fan, a super fan, a regrettable super fan who listens to every episode. And so she says when she...
four kids and like...
Yeah,
and,
no, she and, said, no, the kids are put up.
Okay,
yeah.
Good, okay.
She says sometimes she likes to listen to podcasts and she's like going to bed and stuff. She'll fall asleep, but she will find the spot where she last remembered. And we were talking to her the other day. Super fan. She knows all the lore. She knows all the lore of the podcast. It was great because we were talking on the way back. We like forget whatever we talked about last week. We forgot.
Yeah.
It's all
past
episodes. Might as well have never happened.
Yeah,
you know?
Tyler's the only one that listens to it twice.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, every once in a while. Okay. Every once in a while I'll catch up. Like it automatically plays on my Spotify. Gotcha. So yeah. And, too lazy to turn it off.
Yeah, that's
right. And then I listen to it. I'm like, it's pretty good. But she knows all the lore. We got to sit her down one day and be like, what? You know? Like, I want to know.
Why,
like,
do you like this?
Yeah, exactly. We know why we like to do it.
Yeah.
But why do you like to listen?
Yeah, to honestly listen. I got to be honest. Every time I tune in, I can't stop. Yeah. Like, I have to listen to the whole thing. And I'm just, it's funny, man. You guys are hilarious.
I wouldn't go that far. Easily.
Yeah, at least two of us are at least doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So.
But you were saying last time one person on the boat.
Oh, I kept seeing him. He was up on the track. They got the track like on the spa deck or whatever, Lido deck or whatever it is. Yeah. He's up there. It would pass by because my wife and I, we would just like walk circles around the boat every night. And he would always be in the same spot, like hitting a little metal pipe. in this little metal pipe. I'm like, how did you bring that on there? You know, why would you bring that instead of like some papers or something? But he would be hitting it every time. And then one night he wasn't. And I was like, oh, where's the dude? He's been here every night. It was like sixth night or something. And then like the morning that we docked back at New Orleans, I'm leaning over and we're on the port side. So I'm looking down. There's all the Port Authority and stuff down there. And they open up before anybody's let off the boat. This like little tiny little gangway comes down and there's the dude. Like I knew him 'cause he had this big afro, like, and you could spot him from a mile away, and very unique looking guy, and he got let off in handcuffs.
Oh
like,
no! Oh, he was in the brig.
Boat
dude.
Security found him smoking a little pot on the boat and put him in the brig.
Well, Carnival specifically is tired of being known as the ghetto cruise line and has cracked down. And apparently,
you leave out of New Orleans, it's going to be ghetto, dude.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. You just a bunch of families out there. I don't know why. I don't want to hear. You have to smell weed when I'm, you know, like, come on, dude.
Well, let them bring on the non weed smelling, you know, vapes and stuff. Mm. You know?
I mean, something, dude. I don't understand.
But they're like crack. I'm sorry.
If that's the
tone, I ain't going on a cruise.
They said they don't want to be known as the, you know, the ghetto cruise line, so they're going to crack down on the weed specifically.
If you crack down on the crack, I understand. I wouldn't say. I mean, like, you can crack down on the weed. Going to Jamaica, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what the hell?
And I think it's bringing it on specifically from, because is Louisiana legal yet recreationally?
Ooh, I don't think so.
I don't think so. And I know medical. Texas is not. And Florida is medical. But it's not recreational yet. I don't know. So
Florida was recreational.
Is it recreational? It may be recreational by now. I really don't know.
It's hard to keep track now.
But at one point, all your ports, Seattle is all the way open, I think, right now. So, at one point, all your ports were, you know, no weedable ports anyway. Yeah. But now it's just like Texas and Louisiana, which are a couple of your main ports. You got Miami is one of your main ports. Seattle's another one. But yeah, so. Just the idea of if they catch you getting on the boat, not even the boat itself, but the Port Authority catching you get on the boat with it because it's a town that is not allows it, then you can get in big trouble.
Yeah. You know, and that's why it's just like get up. If that's what you're into and you can't like get on a cruise ship and not have that, get you a balcony room. You have that private little alcove. Nobody's going to ever say anything. It's when you're out in the public places, you know, where the kids and families and stuff are. Nobody wants
just hitting it in the hot tub.
Nobody wants to smell that. your weed cologne all day long, you know. But if you got your own balcony, you know, then it's whatever. Nobody's going to say nothing. Yeah. And they're not going to be able to pinpoint where it's coming from either.
Yeah.
Although we always get that spa deck. So it's like right above us is just the other deck. They can look right down.
The platinum members.
Yeah.
Well, you also brought up, Jay, so that's where you're going to be next week.
Yes.
You also brought up something you've been doing.
Yeah. So the past couple weeks, I have been in traction. I've been trying to kick the habit. So I've been at rehab. No, it's actually physical therapy. I've been
taking methadone.
Yeah, right. No, I had a hip problem pop up with my jiu-jitsu, and I never really have been able to kick it, so I started therapy, and I have, you know, degenerative disc disease.
Yeah, old man hip.
Old man hip has gotten worse. So I've been in traction the past, like, 4 days. It's pretty not four straight days. It's every other day, but
what
still.
What is traction?
They hook my hips up to this machine. They hook my ribs up to this machine, and they literally just start, and the machine starts slowly pulling my spine apart.
Okay, I gotta ask why?
Gosh.
Why?
Because it's relieving
he's a
the pressure.
Fat ass. Look at him.
Yeah, it's relieving the pressure that my posture probably most likely.
I guarantee
has caused.
20 years ago jiu-jitsu. They would have been like Jay Lindley. I'm sorry, he's just old now.
Yeah, and true.
There's nothing we can do
I'm
about
active.
Your hips.
I'm active, and there's things I can do to keep staying active, but not overdo it. You know,
right.
I'm getting old. I need to recognize it. But this is going to help me get back to a point where I can continue safely.
Right.
Without
maybe
injuring
a little less
myself more.
Tapping out people. You know,
yeah, that's the fun part, though.
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
I want to get to that point where I'm just like the old guy that, you know, people flow roll with. It's real light. You know, it's all the upper belts.
And a bunch of medical procedure on such like a pointless sort of creature now. I don't like it's, you know, you're
right?
I'm about there. I wouldn't expect them to try and give me any.
You guys talk
like I.
All of a sudden, Tyler thinks he can take you.
Yeah, right.
No.
You guys talk to the same doctor weekly that I do. And he had a great statement today. He said, you can't expect to be an average 90-year-old if you're an average 50-year-old.
Yeah.
In other words, you're going to have to be above average at 50 to be an average 90-year-old. So even make it to 90.
Right. You meet some 90-year-old people, let me tell you what's all in common with them. They're short. Yeah, tall dudes don't make it, man. It's too much. We got too much weighing down on everything.
Do you remember when we were all kids and we'd be like, oh, I'm going to do heroin when I'm 90?
Yeah.
I think mostly when you're 90, you're just scared of everything.
Well, I look forward to being that. I look forward to heroin. Hey, right now I'm at the peak of my physical fitness condition. You know, every woman that looks at me, it's like they can't get their eyes off me. I look forward to that point where I'm just a frail old man, where the young women are like, oh, look at this frail old man, you know, versus this. He's probably this masculine beast of awesomeness in front of me.
I just feel like at this point there's no you've got all your kids are out.
Yeah, that's true. I want to be virile in my own time though.
Yeah,
you know, all that time, the last my oldest is 30 years. Last 30 years or not 25 years, whatever it is, I've dedicated to the kids and my own career.
Right.
Now I can refocus just on myself.
Right.
And you're kicking the last one out, aren't you?
Well, yeah, he graduates tomorrow or Saturday. He graduates
Saturday. And he's going on the cruise with you.
But he is, this kind of his senior trip.
Oh, cool.
And then when he gets back.
Let him have a few or what?
In Mexico, it's legal. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bringing his girl with him?
No, he's bringing a couple of his buddies.
Okay.
Nice.
Which we had this plan before he had the girl. But so it'll be kind of a senior trip for him last month. And then, unbeknownst to me, well, I kind of knew it, but he put in his, senior announcement or whatever that, you know, he's planning on learning the radio business from his dear old dad after high school.
Dude, finally.
Yeah.
No.
He already can take him, but no, I got another protege.
Yeah.
So when we get back from the cruise, I'm going to start teaching in the radio business.
You think he has the chops?
Oh, yeah. He's got the capability, whether he wants to when he gets into it or not, is totally different.
I haven't talked to him, not much. You know, now I realize we have a graduation card for him that we forgot to bring again. So
see, yeah, he'll have some money
when he comes back.
I still feel broken young. Like, I can't be giving money out to graduating kids. I'm not there yet. I can't. The moment that I sign that check, the moment I realize I'm done. I am done for.
No, I have two graduation cards for two different. I got the one from y'all, then I got one for another one I got to give.
There's no money. Think no about money that. Required.
Like,
no,
I feel like I'm closer.
Be money. I'm close. Of course, there has to be money.
I feel closer to Jackson than I do to you. Like, age-wise still. That's a problem, it's a problem for me. I understand that.
I have a buddy who got a graduation card back. Like, you know, you send out the things, right?
Yeah,
and,
true.
And that's like a, hey, you know, graduating, so give the guy a little money here.
Yeah.
Start his years out of the home.
Have some fun. Celebrate or whatever, you know? And he got a card back from one of his really good buddies, and she opens it up. This his senior opens it up, and there's nothing in it. And he was like, this guy makes good money, too, real good money, you know? He was like, I think there was some expectation it was going to be pretty good. There was nothing.
Oh, man. Yeah. That one?
That right there makes me not want to ever give any money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too. Know, like,
the
come on, bro.
Expectation just because I make money?
I'm fighting for every dollar I have, dude. I can't be giving it to graduating kids.
Yeah.
All right, figure
just
it out.
I've
By the way, when I graduated, I got zilch.
Yeah.
So here's a life lesson to you,
that's
sir.
That's a new thing. But there weren't gender reveal parties when we were younger either, you know? This is just,
they
I'm
spent
sorry,
thousands
just,
of dollars on.
Yeah, Biden and Bidenomics, all right? You got to give the kids a little
I'm not setting a town aflame to let everybody know how I fucked and got a, you know, either a boy or a girl. I'm not... Like, I'm not that conceited.
Yeah. Which gene did you give?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm sorry. You had a great gender reveal party, Patrick. I'm sorry about that.
But you didn't spend the money.
Did I? I
orchestrated it.
You orchestrated and you got a tube launcher that it shot. It was like yellow, pink, and blue. Yeah. And I was like, great, we're having a Democrat. Okay.
Yeah. I had to. It was whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
I had bought these tube launchers or whatever full of confetti,
and they were like Valentine's Day themed because that's all I could find. So they had hearts all over them. They were pink. So what did I do? I like covered them in paint or something,
wrapped
it up in tape or something so they couldn't see that part. And then they opened up. Yeah, it's like fucking golden stars and blue rainbows and stuff. Yeah. I was like, oh shit. Whoops, you know, and then I play that one song, and yeah, don't trust me to do nothing. Yeah, you learn that quick. Yeah.
So, but having talked to Jackson a couple of times, I don't know if I can say his name on the podcast.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
bleep that out. Yeah. Bleep that out.
He's an adult now.
But he didn't strike me, and I don't mean this negatively whatsoever. And I want to.
I'm gonna take it negatively now.
Yeah, there you go. Is that he doesn't seem like a college kid. Like he's not ready. He's had enough of school. He ain't ready to go do another 4, 7, 8 years or whatever.
No,
and I'm fine. I'm going to tell my daughter the same thing. It's like, you don't need to go to college to especially you see all this crap going on in some of the college campuses we've talked about before.
I gotta be
honest. Could you imagine getting a degree from Columbia here recently in the last few years?
No.
How worthless that's going to be? $90,000 a year and it's just worthless?
I think he's too well adjusted for radio. I think you have to be an insane... weirdly brought up person for every person I've ever met in radio is about as insane as you can be. That's including true, you, Jay Lindley.
Yes, I agree.
You raised a very well adjusted, you know, non dysfunctional
kid. Helped with
that. Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna have to show him the dark side.
Exactly. Well, I already have. On his birthday, we went to the casino. I think I told this on the radio. And he won like $1,500.
Dang,
I was like, bro, this ain't the way it normally goes.
Yeah.
And then, I took him back.
So don't get addicted or something.
Yeah, so I took him back the second time, and he lost like $200.
There you go.
So I was like, this is how it usually goes.
Yeah. Yep. And then steal the free buffet and spend whatever you have left on a hooker. That's perfect. That's
a little blow.
You're a good dad.
Yeah. That's in Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I got a 2-year-old. You guys are welcome to babysit anytime.
There you go.
You get that empty nest syndrome. All right?
Make sure Lara's going to be there.
100%. Yeah. No, don't worry. We will. Yeah.
I'm happy for him and you. Well,
yeah.
That's really awesome.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
I mean, you bring into the stations that you bought your business and
that's
show them
so
all the ropes.
Cool. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Everybody wants that, right?
Yeah.
And a capable, like, well spoken.
And I will be honest with myself. Y'all know how I am. I know that it's because he is dating a young lady who is a junior now, is about to be a senior, so she's got a year to go. She has her life planned out. She's going to go to OU. She's already got her major planned out and has probably for the past decade. So I know that it's only a solid year until she heads up there and whether they're still, you know, if they're still together. If not, things could change. So he may go. I don't know.
Would you counsel him against it?
Against what? I'm not going to counsel him against none of his decisions at this point that. And
what
I may say, here's what could happen on both sides.
Yeah.
You don't know. But
show
I don't
cold
think,
a woman's heart can be.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Yeah, that's true, too. But I mean, with senior year of high school and starting freshman year of college, I mean, she's got a lifetime in front of her that she's going to experience too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going to be a tough one for them if they were to make it.
Yeah.
And I recognize that, but they're great kids. So, and they're very much alike in the fact that they're both just real shy kids.
Right.
That never had boyfriends or girlfriends. This is their first boyfriend or girlfriend.
So there's no chance that he stays behind. She goes, and then she goes, calls, and be like, hey, I was hanging out with Jamal last night. That's not going to be...
I mean, that's all. There's always that chance, right? I mean, you know, there's always that chance. But so I hope not for my son's heart that didn't happen, obviously.
But, all right. Fair enough. I'm sure it won't. All right. Well, that's it. That's part two, I guess.
I guess. Yeah. The only thing I was going to say is I was telling you earlier, I've noticed a lot less fat.
No, go for it.
I'm noticing a lot less fat people nowadays. Have y'all noticed that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I've seen them
large. No, there's still
large.
Plenty. There's still plenty, but it, you know, it's not like how it once. I saw a picture the other night of a guy from like a circus from the 1920s or 30s. He was like the fat man.
Yeah.
The fat man at the circus that you pay. Well, it was like he was not the fattest person I'd seen all night, and I was home alone the whole night.
Yeah.
He was a fat dude. No, he wasn't. That's the thing. But Ozempic, dude, it's crazy how many people are taking that. Like, you can just tell. Like, I'm looking at people. I was at a meeting the other day, and I'm like, I'm looking around. It's like, half of y'all, like, when I was here a month ago, were fat. Like, this room was a lot more filled out than what it is now.
Right.
And I know y'all ain't just been taking You ain't been just like in a, you know.
There's no treadmill and broccoli and boiled
there's no meth, you know. Yeah. I don't think any of y'all are on meth, and you haven't had some crazy trainer that's just been working. You ain't been working 16 hours a day or something.
I looked it up, about $1,000 a month, and you will be a literal shell of your former self, a hanging husk. Like, because there's this thing that happens when you work off calories and fat that your body, you know, kind of adjusts for it and stuff. It's this thing that where like you haven't done anything and it just burns away, and now you're left like with this, like it, you look like you were in a fat suit that deflated. It was like
Edgar suit.
It's like hanging, and it just doesn't look right. There was this Easy Mart cashier that I've seen recently that looks like she's I don't know. It looks like she's made out of Play-Doh. Like, that's what it looks like now, instead of just disgusting, like a big, she's just like, you know, like latex balloon all around her. That's, you know, and that's what happens.
I'm wondering at some point, are they just going to start putting this shit in the water or what? I mean, because in some ways,
fluoride.
You think like, okay, it's $1,000 a month, but what is heart disease going to cost you? What is like hip surgery and knee surgery?
Yeah.
Because your hips and knees most likely going to go out because you're overweight.
Yeah.
You know, that's the number one reason that causes them to fail. Blood pressure issues, all that. That's chump change. Or $1,000 a month to prevent that's chump change compared to what's going to cost you or the reduced life. And I mean, if you're obese when you're 18, your chances of getting diabetes, like second diabetes type 2, is like 70%. And if you get diabetes, even you do all the things, you take your insulin, you wear the special shoes or whatever, do all whatever you got to do, your average age is probably reduced by 15 years. But there is, it's just interesting. I see more and more people are doing this. Like I said, I was looking at all these people, I was like, I know that's what you guys are doing, but it's also like, the reason I brought it up is I ended up reading a little bit about it, listening to a Barry Weiss podcast. Her podcast, fantastic, by the way, really recommend. But she had a guy, Johan Hari, who was a fat dude who researcher, author, whatever, and he started taking it and then
eating
wrote a book.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, he wrote a book and he's like, look, it's a I forget what he calls it, the magic pill or something. He's like, I consider it three types of magic. It's like, it's literal magic. It's like a magic thing. And before long, everybody's going to be on it to keep their weight down. Or it's a magic trick, you know, where you think it's good for you. Or you know, it's like a shell game or something where we're just doing this, but there's other terrible things happening to you. Or it's like the traditional sense of magic, like a genie or the monkey's paw or something, where you get your wish, but it's never quite like what you imagined it to be.
It's not going to be. I mean, it's not recommended for weight loss, this shit. And there's absolutely going to be repercussions, and it's not real. It's not real. Mm. I mean, the weight loss is real for sure, but
it's
at what cost?
The economic impacts it's already having, like airplanes are already being like, oh, we're going to start making more money because the people that are getting on our planes are less heavy.
Yeah, less
and
fuel needed.
Less fuel. Ice cream stock has gone down, like in ice cream companies, you know, because they're like these people. Because what it does is it replicates this hormone that's created in your body that tells you that you're full, and usually this hormone only lasts a little while, a few minutes or something, and then until you're hungry again. What this does is it lasts for a week until you get your next shot, you know. But the interesting aspect is they used to think this hormone was just in your gut. Well, now they believe that it's also in your, or they know that it's also in your brain, or the receptors, sorry, for this hormone, not just in your gut but also in your brain. And so let's say it tells you that you're full, so you don't eat. That's what it does. Is it just tells your body that your system that you're full, so you don't eat anymore. Instead of eating a whole cheeseburger, you take a couple bites, and you're going to lose weight because of that.
Well, it's clearly just blocking some receptor.
Yeah.
Right?
So there's theories that perhaps those same receptors that recognize the pleasure of food also recognize the pleasure of sex and living and
pleasure.
Writing the next novel. Pleasure in general. Yeah. So, you know, and there's some studies that say that it has a deadening effect on people. Yeah. You know, they take this stuff and all of a sudden
I don't doubt it.
You know, and now I talked to people about it before. I got a buddy who's a little overweight and he's thought about it and he's like, "Man, it feels like cheating." And I'm like, "But I was like, I can see that. I can see where you think that it's like cheating for weight loss, but you know, at the end of the day, is it really cheating if, like, you don't consider insulin cheating for a diabetic person? You know, it's, oh, you know, yeah, you should, hey, you got diabetes, you know, just deal with it, you know, instead of trying to live a normal life with your regular insulin injections, you know. Yeah, I mean, if you're at risk of heart disease and obese, whatever the side effects of, or the risks of obesity, if you can take this little magic pill and you lose weight and you don't have those risks anymore, this is good for you, you know? Mm-hmm. This is good at the end of the day.
I recently read a direct measurement on, I think they said they used it for obesity as well as old age. And they said the height in which you can jump is a direct measurement of your physical, whatever they say. It's like, so obesity as well as, they talked about being deathly overweight.
Yeah.
They said, if you can't leave the ground, you're definitely overweight. Deathly overweight. It's the way they, kind of the words they use.
If I can't jump a millimeter to reach the cookie jar on top of the fridge, I'm done for. Yeah.
You know, if you can only, you know, leave the ground at 1 to 3 inches, it's, you know, you're probably morbidly obese.
If you can't dunk on a Fisher Price basketball net, then you're done.
You know, you think about it, and then they went to the old age, they said, because of joints and bones and the way things land and impact and things of that nature.
If you can't do a high jump over dental floss, you're fucking...
Yes. You know, you're short if you use the curb as your, you know, as your, your tray, weed, break up weed on.
Yeah.
Use the curb.
I got a 2 millimeter vertical leap.
But, I mean, think about it. Anybody's listening to this right now and thinks they may be out of shape, overweight, they're just bad in health, stand up and just jump straight up. Don't take a run or nothing. Just jump straight up and down. How far did you get off the air? If you got pretty far off the air, you're probably in pretty decent shape. Even if you have a lot of weight on you.
Yeah. I jump pretty good.
Even if you have a lot of weight on you, you have the muscle mass to carry that weight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, I look at myself in the mirror. I'm trash, by the way, in the mirror.
I disagree.
But like, I don't have fat on any... Well, my face is a little fat. I got some jowls going on, but like, all my fat is concentrated into this one sack of potatoes on the front of my body. It's disgusting. But like, my legs, my feet, my arms, like everything else, I'm all good. Yeah. So what the hell? Like, you know,
well,
like
that's my genetics. That's where the excess carries.
Yeah, yeah.
Too.
Yeah, for men especially.
Especially. Yeah, yeah. So they call that the heart attack weight or whatever. Yeah, yeah. You know, you got to think there's probably even more fat built up around some of the organs inside there.
Oh, definitely.
Because it's not going to. I still have some.
My heart is enlarged.
You know, I mean, and I've been training for years now, but the fat on the inside, this fat that's covering that outside, the spare tire, is the last thing that goes.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not going to get that quote-unquote look of sleekness or even six-pack washboard
ever
abs
again,
unless you get down to like 3 to 5% body fat.
Which is going to require a lot of work.
And mainly
that's a lot of Ozempic.
That is, yeah.
And that's the thing. That's why Ozempic is working so well for Americans. Why? Because we sit down to 2,500 calories per plate, not even thinking about it, thinking we have to eat 3 times a day. That's 7,500 calories in a day. Yeah. And most of it's crap that your body doesn't need anyway.
Exactly.
And a lot of it's hardly food.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. Grease. Yeah. A lot of it is grease.
Might as well just be petroleum.
Yep. Yeah.
It's energy for my body.
That's right.
I was hearing Jen, our sister, talk about she was an alcoholic and she was suffering from fatty liver disease. And I'm like, damn, dude, what am I? Like, oh my God. Like, my kidneys, everything. My pancreas is like, fuck you. Like, that's literally what my pancreas is doing every single day. Like, my genetics must be excellent.
Yeah.
Considering the high octane garbage I put into my body on every single moment, every occasion I possibly can.
And how much damage I've added to my body over the years.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But then you start thinking like, oh, after this one I'll be good. Like I can handle one more. One more. One more.
You don't keep thinking that after you're 35, 40.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I need a little bit more time.
Yeah. You start being like, I may not have another.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I don't think I have one more fast food sitting in my ready for me. I might just keel over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
is it bad when you start eating and you hear your heartbeat racing?
I've recently been told at 2 different doctor's appointments that I had, not this year, in my most recent, I got it back down. But the 2 prior to that, my annual checkup said, hey, your cholesterol's a little bit up. Nothing to be worried about, but I just want to let you know it's up more than it has been. The next year, it was like, is a little bit more than it was last
just
year.
Be straight
still,
with me, Doc.
It's still lower than you got to be on medicine.
You got 6 months.
Yeah, but it's up. And I was like, all right, what do I got to do? You know, he's like, I can give you this, you know, real low dosage. I was like, nah, I don't take medicine. He's like, all right, well then you got to stop eating packaged foods like, you know, the
lunch meat.
That any kind of prepackaged foods. Especially the little Debbie's.
You gotta kill out in the wild.
The little Debbie's. Yeah,
everything comes in a
everything comes in a package nowadays. But mainly the like Lunchables.
Oh, things that come.
Yeah,
super preserved. Processed shit.
Yes, exactly. Processed. He's like, dude.
Lunchables.
and Lunchables. That's the first thing I thought
fucking
of.
Fucking eating Lunchables all day, dude.
Chips.
Yeah.
Chips.
For
me, Little
lunch
Debbie's.
Lunch meat's bad, dude. Lunch meat's terrible. Little Debbie's.
Lunch meat's real bad for your testosterone,
too.
Yeah, it is.
Kills it. Yeah. And then, your
But for
little
me, Little Debbie's at night, yeah. so I've kind of eased back on those a lot, actually.
Chilled on the Nutty Buddy bars.
Chilled on the what was it, the...
honey buns, zoo, Swiss rolls. Something. Oh, yeah, zoo,
The Swiss cake rolls.
Rolls. And then the zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes,
dude. Yes.
They had a zebra cake Swiss cake roll.
See?
That was a roll, but it looked like a zebra cake.
Oh, yeah.
How can you make it in America?
Exactly. So
I'm on the verge of teetering into just completely disgusting, like becoming, I want to dive in.
It would be
I want to jump in. I want to hold my nose and do a cannonball into.
I did. 285.
Man.
It was awesome. I loved it, but I hated the way I looked. I hate the way I looked.
This processed manufactured food has a weird effect on your brains, too. Yeah. I mean, it's when it's just all chemicals, really. You know, there was a study where a guy, he got these rats, these lab rats, and he's fed them like whole foods, you know, good stuff all day long. And they loved it. They were fine. He took it away. He put in like bacon and Little Debbie snacks and all kinds
foods.
Of highly processed food. And they went crazy for it. They would jump into it, roll it around in it, just eat until it was all gone. And he took it away and put the whole foods back. They didn't start eating that stuff again until they were literally starving.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's human. I think that's humanity as well. Yeah. If you took Little Debbie away, if you took all of this super succulent, super over the top, decadent style foods and just gave them rations that were barely even seasoned, it would take most Americans until they were like, their gut was rumbling.
Yeah.
And then they would eat a bite.
Three
like, oh.
days in.
And then three more days later after they took a bite, it was like, oh, this is garbage. Then they would finally be like, well, I'm so hungry.
There's
now,
a 600-pound life. The only episode I ever saw, this one woman, they like put some broccoli in front of her face, and she would act like it was poison.
Gagging.
It would destroy many parts of our economy, like grocery and, you know, Tostitos, I love them. But, you know, all of the parts, it would destroy it. But, you know, one of the best things for America would happen if 6 months worth of, here we only have rations to pass out, 3 rations a day for 6 months. You know how many Americans wouldn't need Ozempic?
No, exactly.
Think about it.
Or healthcare problems.
In that podcast I was telling about the author, Johan, he was talking about, hey, we went to Japan. He was like, there ain't no fat people. He went to school. There's like, there's no fat kids.
Eat noodles.
He looks at less than 1% obesity rate in Japan.
Yeah.
And he talks about like 1 year their obesity rate went up like 0.04% and the country freaked out there. And he started asking some of these kids in the school. He's like, what's your favorite food? And one kid's like white fish and the other kid's like broccoli. And I was like, I like green beans. And he's like, are you fucking trolling me? And they're like, no, this is what they have. That's the good eating habits that are established in a country like that. He was like, well, let me show you what kids in America eat. And they were like, he said they were just disgusted. They were
biscuits and gravy with fried chicken in it.
Ooh. Well, yeah, see, like that. Some of that. I mean, you're getting real. I mean, fried chicken you're cooking at your
biscuits,
house.
Perhaps one of the worst things you could put into your body.
Yeah, but you can
say
fried chicken and biscuits.
Yeah.
Seriously, both of those are bad. But at least if you home make them, they're not as bad. It's not like going
your
to
theory
KFC.
Is wrong.
No, it's not. It is 100%.
It is not.
It's
not.
A can of biscuits is way worse than a homemade biscuit. Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see where he's going with that.
And
right.
Some drumsticks that you pick up from the grocery store, freshly packaged, just out of the processing facility,
are way worse than the drumsticks that if you butchered your chicken in the backyard.
But yes, yes, are, yeah. But they're not, but still better than getting them at KFC.
KFC. I agree. Yeah. Agree. Yeah. Agree.
There right, are tiers like, of this stuff.
Better, yes, better totally. Was still people bad have been for
eating,
you, though.
People were eating fried chicken for decades and not and fine. I mean, it's like between 1980 and now, like the obesity rates just
skyrocketed. There's not a single redeemable thing about a piece of fried chicken.
It went that's from like, that's two pieces of fried yeah. chicken to six per it's, plate. But that's the difference.
The difference, yeah. what I'm saying here, is that the difference is between cooking fried chicken at your house and getting it from KFC. There
well, right. That's
difference.
The difference between being vaguely fat and morbidly obese.
Sure,
that's what the
absolutely.
Difference is. It's not healthy.
That might versus
be
having,
but that might be 10 extra years on your life. Which might I mean, at be. Some point, I mean, that's you're gonna. Everybody at some point might wish they had 10 extra years on their life. You yeah. know,
versus if you de-skin the chicken and grilled it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have the chicken the best possible right. way. Right.
But then chicken's super cholesterol high. You know, and like other things. So it's like everything. I'm not. I'm just saying. Like I agree with you. I'm not a health nut by any fucking means. But it's like, dude, unless like the main contributor to losing and or gaining weight is calories in, calories out.
Sure. Right.
That's it.
100%.
That's it. If you're able to lift for 2 hours a day, then you can eat all the fried chicken you want,
true.
Homemade or otherwise. If you're not, if you don't do any exercise or barely any, and then you eat home style fried chicken, it's yeah. like it's like marginally better than you for you than fried
but
chicken.
But the difference is if yeah. you eat fried chicken, that piece of chicken has 750 calories, where you eat grilled chicken has 250
right.
calories. So now you have 500 more calories in the
to
same
play
meat
with.
Piece,
yeah, yeah.
the same
yeah.
piece of meat. So if you eat four pieces of fried chicken that are grilled, that's 2,000 calories,
well,
whereas four pieces
are
3,000.
Than the other.
Yeah.
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 So four fried is going over that 2,000 calorie count if you're only burning 2,000, whereas
right.
four grilled gives you exactly what you need.
What would you have to but do to burn 2,000 calories in
oh,
a day?
Oh, man. That's
I mean, you'd have to
walk
you'd
like
have
6 miles at least and...
Way more than yeah. that, bro. Way more than that.
I'm like sleeping, you, like, I burn about 11. If I don't do anything extra, I burn about 1,100 calories a day.
They say just existing, you burn like 400 calories a day.
Right, right.
Just your body working.
That's
like
on
if you just lay down all day.
That's not doing anything. You burn like that many calories overnight.
Just breathing yeah. and your heart beating. And
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could easily. But, like, I mean... I feel like you'd still have to do a lot to burn 2,000 calories a day. I mean, like, you walk, like, 10 miles, you've burned, like, maybe a couple hundred calories.
Well, you know?
That's
a little
crazy.
Bit your metabolic rate, too, right?
Yeah, and it's all different, yeah.
And there is a right. thing, because most of humanity's existence, we were inundated in famine. Like, people mm-hmm. never knew when they were going to get their next meal.
Right,
so our bodies are designed to hold on to every little bit. And if
you're not,
fat,
yeah, yeah.
Your body wants you to be fat. Yeah, it does mm-hmm. not. Your body's not designed to just all of a sudden take in a drastic decrease
yeah.
in calories.
Your family's barely eating, and they're all overworking. You know,
yeah.
like that was
right. Exactly.
That's a
yeah.
great way to
yeah.
stay in shape.
Yeah, that's a good
well,
way.
Well, and
yeah.
my watch, although they're not accurate by any stretch of the imagination to a T, but it gives you a baseline of what you do on a daily basis. And I burn. If I don't do anything, by meaning I don't go to jiu-jitsu, I don't run, I don't do anything, it's about 1,100 calories. But every time I do jiu-jitsu or whatever, it's over 2,500 calories every time. And I burn a solid 700 to 900 calories in one training session. Mm-hmm. That's about an hour or hour and a half. We go over every time. But so, I mean, I would say I take in and burn an easily 2,500 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty, and that's on average, again, both training and not training.
Right. Well, here we are, man. We're tackling gun control, police brutality, and obesity in America,
hey,
and we've solved all of
we're
them. So, you know, buy more guns, don't talk back to cops, and don't eat fried chicken, and you'll be all right.
I'm so hungry now.
Yeah,
I'm just this last
it's
bit of conversation.
Pizza back.
And
right.
I really got to go.
Yeah, part two wrapped up. Got to go get the kids. That's the most important part.
Yep.
Let's get the hell out of here. We will see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.